Welcome to Ellie Goldsmith's Relationship Flow, and we are so excited today as it's our 22nd anniversary of our engagement. Tu ba'av, sameach, happy days.
Night.
Well, really, we actually got engaged, just to get the facts straight, on the 13th. It was on a Thursday, and we celebrated that Shabbos, which was Tu ba'av.
Right.
So really, it was actually today.
Right.
So we did celebrate a little bit. We went out and watched something together with our daughter, and then we went and got a nice drink. Treaty drink, fruit juice. How are you doing, my soulmate, Martin Goldsmith, or Masha Goldsmith, aka Teeny Pops 613? What's going on?
What would you like me to say?
I don't know, you be you. I don't know if it's working right now.
Yeah.
No, it's working. Let's go. You were hoping it wouldn't. You'll be like, went off. In the middle of a podcast, we haven't done this for so long. Come on, like, I checked. The last one we did was about Tshuva flow.
Mm-hmm.
Very important concept. Everyone should go check it out. Very real and needed. And I also checked on the Middle Ground podcast. We have the most views there. And he's done some pretty cool videos. So that's a big compliment to our episode there. We actually his first main episode recorded on video.
Yeah.
So we've gone through a lot. Since our engagement, we got married right outside the old city. Sorry, not married, engaged right outside the old city wall. We were by one of those trees over there on the right side next to Jaffa Gate. And we were sitting there. We had like maybe a little picnic or something like that. I gave you your
a bracelet,
which you still have, and it still fits.
Yeah.
Which shows you've obviously kept yourself in great shape because you were very skinny then and still are now.
Not like I was.
So, but now you've looked up to. I'm very blessed. So 22 years is a long time. That's like the 22 letters of the Aleph base. And Tu Ba'av is a powerful time to really have made that connection. It was an intense time, our dating process, but it was, for me, it was my first official Jewish shidduch.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God you were the soulmate that I needed. So we have our ups and downs, but overall it's been good, no? It's a blessing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hashem. The energy between us is good. And, you know, we do wind each other up a little bit, but I think that's normal by most couples.
Yeah.
And I think we know each other very deeply and intimately.
Yeah, very.
And,
very.
Yeah. So what does the engagement make you feel? Because it wasn't the wedding. The wedding was in Hanukkah. The marriage took place Hanukkah,
it was
winter,
it was
the 12th of
long,
December.
Quite a long engagement for us.
Yeah. Yeah, it was quite long.
It's really, it's been a journey, hasn't it? In some ways, I feel like...
Oh, by the way, we're not driving for once. So you
can... I feel like it's been a journey, and it's been intense at the same time. I feel like we've come back. At this point of our life, we've kind of like come back to ourselves in a way. Like, it's been like a journey of, you know, becoming religious and getting married and, you know, having kids and stuff and figuring ourselves out. And
yeah, the Bat Shiva stuff you can hear in the previous episode, but the getting married, that was like a whole nother level.
We were so scared of everything at the beginning.
It was all new and fresh.
Scared, I'm talking about like more like...
We're so young. Developed. You know, when you're 20, 21... got engaged 21, I think we both were.
Yeah.
Still young. And we got married still while we were 21.
Well, when Israel was still different. It was much less developed in terms of... You're just going to the bank. It's much better now than it was
then.
Yeah,
sure.
Things like that. Like those kind of stuff.
Infrastructure's improved.
There was no like nefesh b'nefesh. There was no... There wasn't really... When we made Aliyah like in Israel at Misrad HaPnim, basically. We didn't really have much...
Yeah,
guidance
different times.
About
we didn't
that
have
Nefesh
for Nefesh or all these organizations. They weren't involved with our journey
but
we've always done things a bit out of the system.
But we've really...
Which I think is a real journey. Because it wasn't like we always needed someone to hold a hand or...
But you know what? We've held each other's hands.
Yeah.
And that's made our relationship really... I think that's what's made it really strong. Because we've had to be there for each other.
Yeah, and I'm personally transitioning from an institution, not a mental institution, but working for working for an institution with a very special person there. And I'm, you know, transitioning, you know, this coming Elul, we're like in the middle of Av today. So, in 2 weeks' time, I will no longer have that sort of schedule and that kind of all that I've had for the last, you know, that responsibility for the last 4 or 5 years. It was a pretty heavy one, especially in the tour times. So I'm going to be switching my focus more to Unity bookings, marketing, checking out all the updates on Unity Flow. And that, you know, would be the main podcast for me now, and this as well. So yeah, you can leave your feedback, Relationship Flow, we're trying to grow this. One of the things we just should discuss is, like, you know, the blessing of getting engaged, finding that person, and not take it for granted again and again, because, like, you wake up every day, you hopefully, if you're married to that person, you get to that next stage and actually fulfill the point of the engagement, which is to get married and become one. And then you get to continue that day after day after day for years. Yeah, we're like 22 years already, we'll be by Hanukkah time. So it's a big thing, big accomplishment.
And we're not bored of each other.
No.
In any way.
No. And we want, like, things to improve. Like, sometimes life can get a bit
life's
difficult.
Hard, life's intense.
There's some struggles. But we're on an adventure in a way, because, like, things are unknown right now.
Yeah.
And unknown actually can be good.
But do you remember
good.
What the Tolna Rapa said to us? Like, we need the love we need to have for each other, that if we, like, were staying, like, having to live in, like, a hut, sleeping
Akiva
on a
Rachel,
straw bed or whatever, we're happy to be there with each other, and obviously we'd like things.
You wake up with straw in your hair, but you know that.
Obviously, you know, we want things to materially be better and smoother, so we can. Yeah. We can have the energy and the tools to be able to do what we need to do.
But even, like, just say, we went out tonight. People go out on their anniversary, like engagements, like, who knows, these fancy restaurants and overpriced food and stuff themselves, and they don't even enjoy it that much because they just get a stomachache afterwards. You know, maybe it's great, but maybe it isn't. Like, we went out and got exactly what we wanted, which was a nice...
A smoothie.
Like, I got my ingredients, you got yours. And it was just... fulfilled me up. Like, yeah. It was tachlis. It was
But you know, because I like...
5 minutes from my house.
Like my own food, so that's the only problem. We're never going to find somewhere that really suits my...
But that's a certain aspect
requirements,
of being,
my healthy requirements.
Yeah, but we're happy with what we do have in our life, even though we want to improve it. We're always going to have a, you know, ability, because really, in terms of improving the material situation, for me, it will be about fulfilling my mission. That's how it's going
to
come.
What I'm saying is that ideally, to be able to have the tools and the means to be able to do our mission in a comfortable way.
Well, since we last spoke, I managed to have a trip to England with you, which was really nice.
It was very nice.
And it was good to go back to that world. In a way, that was also part of sort of rounding off our journey, being able to go back into sort of some of the scenarios we grew up with. We met in London originally in the gym. So to go back, we didn't go to the gym, but we went to like a bar mitzvah, which was more like a party style with cocktails. And, you know, it was very nice family simcha. Really, really nice, and seeing all like the friends and the nice like food and the quality experience, you know, being together. I think we'll use the photo for the cover photo for this. It was such a nice moment, you know. So that is important for us once in a while to sort of step back into that world. And then we came back to Israel. We went straight out again with your father, and it was so nice, you know, like to go to a nice place for the view of where we got engaged to.
Yeah.
Bath. Like it was like. Very meaningful, the timing of everything. And it was even like in terms of spiritually, the timing of the 3 weeks, it was exactly when it would have been, when we would have in our life journey gone to that place. So definitely was a lot of like good flow, a lot of relationship flow, and that's part of seeing the signs in our journey.
I think, yeah, that's the idea, is
the spiritual journey
is to be aware and conscious of what's going on. Aware of the flow that Hashem does, of timing and the different scenarios and things, and even just within ourselves, and being aware of it so we can see it and then get in touch with it.
Yeah, I mean, like even that drive when we went with my father to go see your gran, like that was really important. We had to go see it, and we ended up on this massive detour because of some traffic. And we ended up driving past like where all my grandparents are buried, which we never would have gone anywhere near there. And it was like very intense to see how we were sort of maneuvered to get to a place we never would have gone to just for sake of some spiritual reason. And then we still made it in time for your gran, and everything was great in that sense. So there's a lot of good flow on that trip to London, and you feel it sometimes a bit different in here in the Holy Land, even though there's much more intensity here, and definitely Hashem's eyes are on this land more than anywhere else. There's much more divine providence and flow, and we've had that through our relationship showing so clearly, because we did meet in London, but it didn't go to the next level there. When it was only when we came here that we took it to that next level. But it's just can be sometimes, you know, difficult, what goes on here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, because it tests you, it makes you really face yourself and face your issues. And
well, I think we're the kind of people that will face ourselves very much, because it is a place where one is kind of test more and, you know, face more, but it's also easy for someone to just escape or not be in touch with us, so then it will come out in other ways. But I think that we try very hard. So it's hard to always face things. It makes life a bit intense, but at the same time, I think long term it's probably healthier.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I feel like we look healthy, like we're in a transition time right now. I'm getting a lot of like good energy from people that there's a lot of potential and we can really accomplish some great things. And it really comes down to us being strong and believing in each other and supporting each other.
Doesn't mean it's not hard. We can drive each other mad, and we're very different. Our personalities are very different, and we'll get frustrated sometimes. But then we understand that it's just we just do things differently, and that's okay.
Yeah, so one of the things that Tu B'Av signifies is there's a bas kol, like a voice from heaven comes out, plony to plony, like this soul to this soul. And I feel like our soul connection is really what gets us through it all. That was what Tom the Rebbe was saying, and that's what we experienced in our journey here in the Holy Land. And even in London, when we first met, and also when we went back there recently, like there's just a flow. And that's why we're sharing this podcast, because we want people to know that there is a deeper journey with your soulmate than just all the technical, like how to survive a marriage, or you know, if you connect into that soul level, then your intimacy goes on to like a whole nother level. Everything goes beyond, you know? Even when you're being challenged with some pretty, you know, difficult, hopefully like health wise we're good right now, thank God. I'm had a sciatica problem, but it's gone, thank God. I, you know, recovered. I hopefully did the inner works at least on some level. I would like to do a bit more of the physical work. I mean, you're very good at that with the exercise, teaching it, and you went for a run last night. It's very important to maintain the health physically, but emotionally, I think, is really where the real battleground is. And I think that spiritually, we did a lot of investment in that. So if everyone can just give a bit of more love, a bit more appreciation, a bit more gratitude to each other, and realize that you're a gift and the relationship's a gift, and you're a blessing to the world. And I even gave you a card, was it today? Just once in a while, just write a message to each other or give a present.
Things don't have to be huge, big things. It's like a sweet little card with a picture of a bride and groom, and then just wrote in your poetic, abstract way.
Yeah.
A nice message.
It's amazing I managed to post online with my abstract mind. It takes such an effort.
Yeah, you should have to translate for you.
Anyway, look, everyone who's tuning in on the Relationship Flow, please share yours. We'll keep our coming, hopefully, the new years. We're getting to the new blessed Jewish year and the new school year. And we wish everyone enjoying the rest of the summer days. We're going to be going away for a little bit. We're
excited. Yeah, I'm thinking that I feel like this time last year we sat in Mamilla talking about managing the holidays. Did we speak about managing the holidays
with our kids? Yeah, we have an episode about the holidays, for sure.
And also having to be, making sure that we recharge and regroup with each other and ourselves, so we can manage.
We've done a few of those episodes, so definitely check out those previous ones about regrouping and recharging the holiday times. We've got a holiday Relationship Flow one, but this one was an engagement
starting a holiday. We'll try and
I think finding a soulmate is something which you do every day through marriage. It's not something which is
but you have to be in touch with your own soul as well. so that you can be able to see other people's souls.
And you also have to appreciate the energy you have between each other.
Yeah.
You know, everyone should be half blessed and happy to above. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.